We got hit with the hurricane in 16. We got hit more prepared in 18 with Florence. So to a lot of people, after Matthew hit, thought that could never happen again. And then when Florence hit, you know, then it's like, okay, well, this could happen every year now for the rest of our lives.
Welcome to Declaration of Independence
on Agency Nation Radio,
where insurance professionals turn on the mic and share unscripted stories about leadership, technology, marketing, success, and failure. Stories that helped to make them the professionals that they are today. From Main Street USA to the pages of Independent Agent Magazine. Brought to you exclusively by Agency Nation Radio.
On this episode of Agency Nation Radio, we're joined by Owen Thomas, Senior Account Executive at Dial Insurance in Pembroke, North Carolina. Owen is an insurance agent, real estate broker, and mayor pro tempore. These are just a few of the ways he's serving his community. However, like many independent insurance agents, he serves his clients best during their time of need.
Yeah, I-95 was underwater. Bridges, you know, all the bridges you can think of on the off-roads had caved in, and it was very difficult for anyone to get anything. Water was out. So that was a very eye-opening experience for our community. I'm not sure that many people had ever experienced anything like that. As it related to, you know, not a lot of people had flood insurance.
Owen has seen the impact that multiple hurricanes can have on a community firsthand, and the importance of insurance, hurricane preparedness, and education. With a foot in the real estate sector, as well as local politics, he's an upstanding Big Eye member with an appetite to serve his community. Owen, thanks for joining us. Tell us your origin story. How did you get into insurance?
So I went to USC Pembroke, played football there for 5 years, and then I got into grad school there and got my MBA. So undergrad was business focused in management and marketing. Graduate school was a generalized MBA. And then from there, I took a job in sales. I was working for a publishing firm, actually, that their main focus was relocation guides and membership directories. And normally that went through the Chamber of Commerce, through community. So I did that for a little while. In the meantime, I applied and was voted to become a member of the Alumni Association with the university. So from there, I began making relationships, kind of, and keeping relationships back in Pembroke, which is UNC Pembroke is where I went to school. And one of the board members, who happens to be my boss, president of Dial Insurance, asked me if I had ever considered selling insurance. And I said, no, it wasn't something that had crossed my path, which normally is not the path for folks unless they kind of have a direct connection with insurance. So I think at the time, the only thing I knew about insurance was Geico, because that's what I had on my little car slot. So no, from a background standpoint, insurance had never crossed, you know, my mind of being a career, but he kind of gave me the ins and the outs of the industry. And I was getting to the point where I was kind of tired of living in hotels and traveling from community to community. So I said, yeah, I'll give it a try. And I'm very familiar with the community and I have a lot of friends still there. So it was kind of a breath of fresh air, actually. It was something new and it being in sales and kind of having that competitive mindset as a former athlete of being able to get in and into sales went hand in hand. So I'm actually celebrating my 10th year this year. So I've been in insurance a decade, and I've worked with you guys a number of times over the years. And so, yeah, that's how I got into it. And I've been in it the good, bad, and the ugly since then.
So in North Carolina, your community has faced several hurricanes in the last few years. What has your agency learned about serving clients during these disasters?
Yeah, so with 2016 Hurricane Matthew, we as a community probably got caught off guard, I would say, as it related to preparedness. We thought it was a tropical storm that was going up 95 from Florida, and it was just gonna kind of go by us. Now, granted, we had a lot of rain that prior week, so our levels were up, our river level was up, but we did not anticipate the hurricane to sit on Robeson County for a day, 2 days, however long it was. Been 26, 7, 8 years now, but yeah, the storm just sat on top of it. So we got, you know, however many inches of rain, I can't remember off the top of my head now, but probably around 30. And so then when the river crests, you know, that hits you on the backside too. So, but yeah, I-95 was underwater, bridges, you know, all the bridges you can think of on the off-roads had caved in, and it was very difficult for anyone to get anything. Water was out. So that was a very eye-opening experience for our community. I'm not sure that many people had ever experienced anything like that. And as it related to, you know, not a lot of people had flood insurance, you know, so being aware, actually, as a matter of fact, you know, I'm on Mayor Pro Tem of Lumberton, and we are still dealing with hurricane relief buyouts, et cetera, with FEMA from 2016. So the recovery is still ongoing. We, as a community, as it relates to dial insurance, we really try to push flood insurance, understanding of it, educating folks. A lot during that time, obviously, you had a lot of wind-driven rains. You had a lot of, you know, roof damage, and a lot of premiums have kind of been driven up because of all the storms we've had nationally over the last however many years. I think there was some statistic that was out that, you know, we had however many devastating disasters within a few short years. I'm sure you probably have those statistics, but it's been countrywide. We've had a lot of damage, and that all affects our premium. So we just try to educate people and give people the best coverages that that are out there, and make sure people are covered, because, you know, you never know what might happen tomorrow.
And when it comes to flood insurance, how are you educating your clients?
I'll say two things as it relates to that. You know, we got hit with the hurricane in 16. We got hit more prepared in 18 with Florence. A lot of people, after Matthew hit, thought that could never happen again. And then when Florence hit, you know, then you're just like, okay, well, this could happen every year now for the rest of our lives. You know what I mean? So first of all, you know, lenders are requiring it, which is, you know, the maps are being redrawn. So a lot of people that have mortgages are being required to purchase flood insurance. So that, you know, being in real estate, I've been educated a lot on understanding that the lenders are requiring it, et cetera. But it is definitely something that, from an insurance agent standpoint, that you want to make sure you're mentioning, especially in our community, that we know that there's a possibility of flooding now. So it's like, just to let you know, flood insurance is not covered, and, you know, we've had hurricanes. So it's something that's definitely on the top of people's minds still, and people are definitely considering it more. But people aren't running towards flood insurance. They're not like, oh man, you know, everybody wants to buy flood insurance. But no, that's not the case. So to your point, the only, you know, the best thing we can do is try to let people know. And the fact of the matter is, we have hurricanes that come through our area that have damaged a lot of homes. So it's proof that they could be there. So we just try to, like I said, educate people, let them know that it's not covered in their homeowners, and that they need to purchase separately. So yeah, to your point, yeah.
So after Hurricane Florence in 2018, we received a video of you alongside a rescue team in the flooded area. What made you want to do that, and how would you describe the experience?
I was elected in 2017. At that point in time, we were in the process of recovery, figuring out a plan, recovering, disaster relief, clean outs, doing all the things that were necessary to kind of bring our community back. Then we got hit with Florence, and the same communities got hit, if not worse, the second time. And, you know, this particular neighborhood, Mayfair, was underwater. I mean, if you go back to the city video, it was, I would say, at least 6 to 8 feet underwater for some of these houses. So, you know, we went in with a rescue squad and kind of went into the community, and we're kind of just checking around and making sure folks were okay. I mean, people have been, I mean, they can't get out without a boat of this neighborhood. So we were going in and kind of checking on folks. So that's what we did. And it's just kind of makes you, your skin crawl. Just thinking about how crazy, how high that water was, and some of these people's houses and all their stuff from a lifetime is gone, you know. So that's sad, but I just wanted to make sure people knew that I was there for them. So I went in and I rode in with them, and you know, obviously I wasn't doing anything other than checking on people, but I was letting them know I was there for them. So.
Now, I saw recently that you acquired a real estate license. How did that come about? And how does it intersect with selling insurance as well as preparing for the next hurricane?
So, and this happened obviously during COVID in North Carolina. I don't know if this happened nationally or not. In North Carolina, prior to COVID, you had to do in-class course to get your license in real estate. And so during COVID, they opened that window of doing online licensing. And so I was able to go in and do all my licensing online. And it was a perfect opportunity. I always wanted to, but I just never took the time to do the 12 to 16 weekend course. And so when I got into it, I knew, you know, obviously insurance, real estate, you know, even being on city council, it all kind of tied in hand. And it's been great for me. I've won RE/MAX awards every year that I've been in it. In sales, as it relates to flood insurance, one of the first questions that people do ask is, did this house flood? So you definitely have to do your homework. You have to go back and research. You have to look at flood maps. I've learned a lot about flood maps through FEMA. And so obviously, like I said, I've, you know, been dealing with a lot with lenders and lenders requiring flood insurance if it's in your flood zone. As an insurance agent, I'm able to have those conversations and talk about, you know, risk as it relates to insurance, and obviously provide clients, and I gain clients in insurance through real estate. So it's one of those things where, you know, being in insurance for 10 years and being involved in the community, and, you know, people obviously trust me. And so it's kind of been a good segue into real estate as well, because folks know that I understand the insurance side, I understand city council and city doings, and real estate has been kind of hand in hand.
So lastly, as you mentioned, you're mayor pro tempore of your local council. How did you get involved with that, and how are you using your experience as an insurance agent in the role?
Yep. So I was in student government in college. So I kind of got, you know, initiated in the understanding of government and policy. And so it was kind of always in the back of my mind that I might be interested in doing it. And I didn't know at what level or when that might happen. But, you know, a buddy of mine ran for Senate and back in 2016 and was elected. And so that kind of gave me, and so I learned like the process, the election process during that time a lot more. And then the next year, folks in the community got together and supported me in a run for city council. And that happened in 2017. So it's kind of like a lot, you know, it's one of those things where you can't do it by yourself. Then the right people were in my corner, and the right people kind of brought me forward and help me get to where I am in that role. So the future of my role in government, I don't know what that looks like, but you know, sky's the limit. As it relates to how it all kind of ties into being in the community, it's one of those things where, you know, you're the voice for the people, and you also are the ears for the people. So the biggest thing in local government is communication, listening, and communicating to staff and getting, you know, information back to the people that's relevant. And the biggest thing is, you know, you're trying to provide the best quality of life for people, because at the end of the day, local government is everything that you see day to day. It's making sure you got water when you wake up in the morning, or make sure you got lights when you wake up in the morning, with, you know, making sure you got, you know, smooth roads to ride on, and your trash is going to get emptied every week, and you're going to be safe, and you got fire protection. So it's all those everyday things that, you know, you if one thing is off course, then, you know, local government is who you're going to call on. So, you know, I've enjoyed it, and so it's part of my life now.
This is Declaration of Independence. I'm Will Jones, editor-in-chief of Independent Agent Magazine, the monthly deep dive into the IA channel, available in print and online at iamagazine.com, and free to all Big Eye members. If you know of an all-star agent or agency you feel should be featured in Declaration of Independence, send an email to iamag@iiaba.net. Declaration of Independence is a podcast on Agency Nation Radio, powered by the Big I and Trusted Choice.